Welcome to McIntyre's Next Level Life podcast, a place for entrepreneurs, leaders, and dreamers to awaken and be activated to their full potential. Are you ready to get out of the boat and experience your next level? Here's your host, Michael McIntyre.
Welcome, everybody. This is Michael McIntyre. This is the Next Level podcast, and we thank you for being here today. And we've got a big show lined up today, and I'm sitting in a room here with a whole bunch of people and all over the country. And we had a big strategy session this week in Dallas, Texas. And we got people in here from Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, from the Fort Worth area, from Seattle, Washington, from Dallas, and all points in between. So I'm going to go around and tell you who we've got here. First of all, we've got Sandra and Ryan Bender from Pennsylvania. Ryan, welcome. And so, Ryan, when did you do NLE?
June of 2023.
Come on, man. And we got his wife over here, Sandy. How you doing, Sandy?
Good. How are you?
And when did you do NLE?
June of 2023.
So you guys were in NLE together?
Yes.
Okay. And so I understand it kind of changed your marriage.
100%.
Yeah.
And what would you think happened, Ryan?
It gave us a lot of tools to communicate.
Yeah.
To teach us to communicate so that we could work through some of our crap.
Did you have a lot of stuff to work through? I hear you. And, you know, what I love hearing about you guys is you shared some of that today, is that your teenage daughters recognize what happened for you guys. Can you explain that, Sandra?
I think at first they didn't know what to do. I think it was actually because it was such a 180 for us that we came back from NLE and we were like, no more. We got to stop this. And it was part of the coaching you had us read that book, The Traveler's Gift, and the buck stops here.
Yeah.
And that was part of our theme when we came back, and our kids were not having it for probably about like a month. But then now that they want everybody to come through NLE.
That's so awesome. And how old are your daughters?
14 and 16.
That's awesome. And you guys live in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Poconos.
Nice. All right. And so that's been a big, big experience. And so you guys, that was a year ago, roughly, and life has changed dramatically for you. Yes, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
And in which ways has it changed dramatically?
I have a new job.
Amen.
We're communicating. We've got two really big entrepreneurial opportunities we are working on.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
And so, Sandy, you went through MBA, too.
Correct.
And you're still in the process of MBA.
Yes, I am.
So how was MBA for you?
It was life-changing. I think I don't know what it was that clicked for me at MBA, but it was one thing that probably changed the trajectory of my mindset.
It's good.
So.
And it's a work in progress, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. All right. And also, thank you, guys. I'm going to call on you some more in a minute. We also have Robin McCoy, who's our SEAL Team 6 captain of the team, and she's in from Seattle. And when did you do NLE?
I did NLE in December of 2021.
In West Palm Beach?
In West Palm Beach.
All the way from Seattle.
Yes. In December.
Yes. And you did Leadership 300,
yes.
As did the Benders, and you also did MBA twice.
Yes,
so
I did.
What was it about MBA that you did it twice?
Well, you know, it was purely a way of getting coaching for 18 months instead of 12 months. Well, you know, because of the experience with it, it was like Sandy was saying, it was really eye-opening. It was, you know, you guys speak into us and say, yes, this is a viable business. And then you give us tools to help us be successful in that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, by the time I went into MBA, the second one that I did, which I think was MBA 03, I had the business up and running and it was kind of going smooth, but there was more. And so I came the second time to refine the vision, I guess, and get different feedback. So what's cool about MBA is you get the feedback and you get ideas that you otherwise wouldn't see. You get other people looking at your business from the outside in. And so that along with every month, the coaching with you and a group of people, it was a win-win. In my mind, it was a win-win to have these bodies of people that we were connected now, that we still stay connected. And then having that additional coaching, it just made sense to do it.
It's good. And I know, Sandra, you got networking was really good for you too. Yes. Because
yes.
You got to meet some people in the business to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continue to help, or at least trying to help. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a net. So MBA is kind of a networking thing as well. And just like Next Level Experience is, mm-hmm. just like Leadership 300 is. Yes. So we also have, Mia here, which Mia mm-hmm. is an amazing woman. And so Mia, tell us, you're from Fort Worth?
I am currently in Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Okay. And so you and your husband both did NLE.
We did.
You did. And did you guys do it together? No.
No, we did them separately.
That's right. You did it separately. And when did you do NLE?
January 2023.
Wow. And then you sent your daughter in?
I sent my daughter, my son, my sister-in-law, my nieces, my sister.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what was NLE for you?
NLE was just kind of rejuvenation in life. I was dying physically, mentally, spiritually. And I was just done. I was done with life. And it was like stepping into a room of oxygen. Mm-hmm. It was stepping into a room where my heart could be resuscitated.
Yeah.
And I could live again.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. And it's really cool. And so how was leadership for you?
Leadership 300 was kind of an answer to prayer. When you flock with chickens and you're an eagle, it's kind of hard out there. I was looking for a nest of eagles. I needed someone to pull me up. It was like I was pouring out to people, but I needed to be poured into. Yeah. I needed to be lifted up and see that I could fly higher and I could soar higher. And I was just playing way too low. And so Leadership 300 really allowed me to step into that. And really understand who I was and really being able to voice that, be that.
It's good. And for those listening, Leadership 300 is after NLA. It's for NLA alumni. And it's kind of cool here because we have it at the house. It's kind of intimate. It's small. Yeah. And it's kind of really cool. I really enjoy that part too. Ryan, did you want to add anything about leadership? Okay, she gave me that look, right? That's all right. I didn't know. I didn't want to miss the look. So we also have Amy Smithson here with us, who is a major league songwriter, actress. She also does screenwriting. Yes?
Yep.
Yes? Okay, I just want to make sure I got it right. You're shaking your head. Okay, so Amy Smithson, tell us, when did you do NLE?
I did NLE August of 2023.
Wow. Okay, wow. And so some of you guys are in the same one then. No.
Nope.
No, you were 2023. You guys are in that one. Okay.
June and August.
That's right. Okay. August 2023. All right. And so then you went on to Leadership 300, and then you also did MBA.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And tell us about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I obey God mostly, but yeah, I feel like I'm in a world of a lot of different things, but I just have a big heart for creativity and artistry and to bring that back to the kingdom.
Good. And I know that you sent me a whole bunch of music recently.
Yeah.
And what's that music about?
We wrote an album for families. It's anthems that we believe this generation can sing back to God, but that God is singing over them in this hour.
So good. Well, I love your energy and I love the way you show up. And you brought your parents into the NLE.
I did, by the grace of God. Shout out, Mom and Dad.
Richie and
Mary.
Richie and Mary. Yes, yes. Thank you, Richie and Mary, if you're listening. God bless you. We're so proud of you coming into the NLE. So what would you tell somebody out there that's thinking about maybe doing MBA? And what would you say about them thinking about doing NLE?
I think MBA, it's if you've been sitting on something that you know is a gift from God, it's download and blueprints and you don't know what to do with it. You have a bunch of puzzle pieces and you're not exactly sure what to do. This is the place to do it because it's all founded and grounded in kingdom and they're not from you. They're from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so to get in a community that allows you to be able to thrive with one another, to really pull back the veil and go into these things and really dig into who you are, what this company is about, and how it's going to expand the kingdom and get the gospel out is really the heart of what MBA does. And so, yes, it does accelerate you to that next level, and it holds you accountable because you're with a community of runners that are going to, like Mia was saying, we're not going to stand on the ground. We're going to fly like eagles fly, and we're just in pursuit of that. So on that level, I would say MBA, yes, do it. And now that it's offered in a way that is so much more accessible to everybody.
Virtually, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. And even like price point wise, even if you have a startup that you've been thinking of, this price point is for you because you can get in on that.
Yeah.
For NLE, I was at a place that I had, the Lord told me to move, and I was in a season of transition and I was at a standstill of being like, you want me to do what and start over again? And almost to the point where I was so lost and confused. And I was so specific with Jesus saying, I don't want to do this unless I have a covering and unless I have a community. And he came right in with NLE. And my life has forever been changed these last 8 months because it has given me the tribe of people that I need in this season of life.
So good, Amy. I'm so proud of you. And I love your energy. And
thanks.
I love your creativity, too. And I got an email from you this week. We got an email with you with about 85,000
watches.
And it's really impressive. And we're still digging through it, but it's good. It's good. She's got this flowchart that's just a killer deal. Yeah. So thanks for that. And I'm proud of you being in this program with NBA. You're an NBA. You're an NBA
four.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Shout out four.
Mashro. It's good. All right. And we also have from Oklahoma here. We got Matt and Michelle. And we're glad you're here, Macala.
Uh-huh.
Did I say it right? You said it right. Thank you, Jesus. Because I never do say it right. All right. So, and I can't remember. Did you guys do it at the same time?
Yes, we did.
Okay. When did you do NLE?
June 2023.
Okay. All right. And that's why I know you guys did it all together.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when you all fell in love with the benders.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Michelle, what did you get out of NLE?
Well, for a couple of years, I've been hearing that we needed to move, and I thought it was physically, and we went to NLE and were introduced to some things and realized that the physical moving was more in our spirit and what we were doing.
Wow.
So that was the first step, and then we did L300, and that was really what changed my heart. That
Come on.
Moment. And, of course, then we did coaching, which was really really challenging.
Yeah, it was.
It was great, but it was challenging.
It was challenging. It was good. And so, Matt, how about you?
Well, when I was sitting in NLE on Friday afternoon, and I just thought, while I was sitting in the chair, what am I doing here? But the people that had suggested that we go, I know they loved me enough that they said, this is something that you need.
Yeah,
and you'll benefit from it.
Yeah,
and I am internally grateful to them for pushing us to go.
Yeah,
and we had to move some obstacles.
I know you did. I remember somebody said your house got hit by lightning, or you guys had a fire.
We had a high mile of winds, tore our shingles off our roof and everything. And
yeah, a lot of circumstances come up.
Yeah,
we made it.
Yeah, we made it, and it forever changed our life. Again, just like Michelle said, when we went to L300, that was even a solidifying of what we learned in a next level experience. And we are forever grateful because I knew that there had to be something more than what I was existing in my life.
Yeah.
And I found it.
And you brought your daughter in?
Yeah. She saw the change in us. Our 24-year-old daughter saw the change in us. And she said, she signed up. And then a friend of ours saw the difference in us, and
they
she signed up. And another friend of ours saw the difference, and she signed up. And another friend, we were able to say, hey, look, all these other people, and she went.
So, yeah, you know, it's kind of like Jesus, you know, once you get, you know, being a Christian, all right, it's good to be a Christian. You don't need to hit somebody over the head with a King James Bible.
Right.
You just need to show up differently.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's by your actions, right?
Yes.
And what is it in the Bible that talks about, you know, faith without works, right, is dead, right?
Yes.
And so when you have your faith and you show up as a Christian, then people say, what is different about you?
Yes.
You're so different. What is it? Go ahead, Michelle. You're going to say.
I wanted to say the same thing that Ryan did. This really, we had a good marriage, but after NLE, we had a much better marriage because we had more tools in our toolbox to communicate and to share things with. And that really, I think, is what our children saw the most.
Yeah, come on. Amen.
I'm going through NLE as a couple because I think it strengthens you.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know, Robin, you didn't come with your husband, but it's still, and we have people sometimes, like just like you did, Mia, it was you first, and then he was last, I think, because so he finally came in, right?
Yeah.
He came in, and he did so good. He was
just
such a leader. Anyways. But it is good to have a husband and wife to do it at the same time.
Yep.
But it's also good if they don't.
Yes.
And we've had some husbands and wives and say, you know, I needed my space.
Yes.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And we respect that. We also love it when couples come in. And our you know, we've had Leadership 300. We've had six couples in Leadership 300 before, which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's a whole different dynamic. And then we've had some that, you know, their husbands or wives to do at different times. So it just depends. So I want to ask real quick, go around the room and talk about, you know, kind of what would you say in, you know, I know this is going to, this will be coming out here in next week. Anyways, the eclipse will have come and gone, okay? And everybody's going to still be alive. But I know that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, right, in out there in the kingdom. And there's a lot of spiritual warfare, yes?
Yes.
All right, so I'll start with Sandra, and we'll go to me, and we'll go around the room. Sandra, what would you say to somebody? What's the best way for you to combat spiritual warfare when you get attacked?
Dig in deeper with your community.
Yeah, that's good. More community.
Yeah.
Yeah, reach out to the community.
Because I think, like, during spiritual warfare, you tend to want to isolate.
Right.
And so it's that lie that you have to disconnect.
Yeah, because the enemy wants to isolate, right? Such a divide and conquer, yes?
Yeah.
Mia, what would you say?
I agree 100%. You need to find community and not be afraid to step into community. Sometimes I speak for myself, being hurt from community, you don't want to come back to community.
Right.
But when you find your community, when you find your tribe,
yeah,
you know that you can link arms, you know that you can be vulnerable,
yeah,
and really get the help that you need. And also, old strategies don't work in new seasons.
Amen.
And so I think that was in the Traveler's Gift.
Yes.
And when I grabbed that concept, this battle, this spiritual battle, was different from before. So I have to find new tools and new strategies to overcome. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's going to my new brother, new sister, and saying, what can I do? This
right.
is the season that I'm in.
Yeah, yes. So good. You ever ask for a word?
Have I ever asked
yeah.
for a word? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because sometimes my stinking thinking gets in the way.
Amen.
And so I have to ask. I ask, hey, do you have anything? What do you see? What are my blind spots? What do I need to do? So
good,
community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin, how are you?
I think that oftentimes we don't realize that we're in a spiritual battle or spiritual warfare. And so trying to recognize that sooner, for me anyhow, helps. Community is huge, and staying plugged in. Always staying plugged in every single day, being in connecting and communicating with your tribe.
Yeah.
But for me, the one thing that I do is I just go to the Lord and I say, what is going on? What is this about? Because it makes no sense. And I think that's the key. If it makes no sense, that you really need to seek the Lord and say, what is this? What is going on? And how do I need to respond to this in this moment? Is it going to the community and saying, I need prayer for this? Is it getting more in the word with this? Is this, is it a word for somebody else? And so that's been my go-to lately is to do that. Is say, what's going on?
What's going on? All right, Ryan.
I'd say community is number one, but also get into praise.
Yeah,
there you go.
Come on,
that's good.
Yeah, so good. I would agree. I mean, praise and worship changes everything. But even I think that we've lived in seasons of hope deferred and disappointment. Mm-hmm. And even today, I was challenged in my speech where my friends noticed it on the way in me. And they said, nope, that's the past you. We're changing that one phrase and we're going to step into the new. And so they helped me, and they're my NLE peeps. So it was beautiful to see them run with me and chase with me to something that is different, so that we're coming out of agreement and we're coming into agreement with what kingdom is.
So good, Amy. Matt?
I would say that one of the biggest things that you can do in spiritual warfare, especially in this day and age where everybody is so offended about everything, is to remember that we wrestle not with flesh and blood. Because I have to remind myself daily, even when I'm irritated with my wife or my children, whatever, I'm not wrestling with flesh and blood.
Yes.
I'm wrestling with the spirit that's behind it.
Yeah.
And today's society, everybody is offended about everything.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that it's not a battle against a person.
It's a spirit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen. What always helps me is I know God gave us dominion over the enemy.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And I think we've got to always remember that. Michelle, how do you deal with it?
Well, I agree with community, but it's also asking your community to pray over you.
Yes.
That's vital. And then the other thing is just remember God is good, and He's above all things. And so when you focus on His goodness coming towards you, knowing that He wants and has a plan, and you're already victorious.
Yes.
Yeah. So good. It's really good. Well, listen, it's been nice having you guys here today and in a strategic roundtable here, Next Level Experience at McIntyre. and to being on our podcast. It's a rare thing to have you all in the room at the same time. And so I'm really excited about that. So thank you. And listen, if you're out there listening, if you want to come in and do Next Level Experience, come on in. Go to themichaelmcintyre.com and apply. You got to apply for it. Costs you no money up front. It's not free, though. At the end, we ask you to pay it forward, whatever you felt it's worth. And also, we have McIntyre Business Accelerator. We just went virtual. Thank you, Jesus. So it's $1,900 instead of $15,000. Yes. Amen to that. And so that's going to be May 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you're an NLE alumni, we have Leadership 300 coming in on May 3rd and 4th right here in Dallas. So go to our go to themichaelmcintyre.com and check it out. Or go to the link tree on our Instagram account at themichaelpmcintyre. Thank you. Subscribe. Pass this on and give us 5 stars or 10 stars. How about 10 stars? We have 10 stars, anybody? All right. So let me pray us out. Father God, we thank you for this team. We thank you for the blessings of Next Level Experience alumni and the community that you blessed us with, God. We ask for blessings over all our listeners and over their family, over their finances, over their temple, God, and over their relationships.
Yes.
John 10:10, the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life abundance.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, the church said,
amen.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
If you're ready to activate and accelerate your results, taking your life to the next level, we've curated several experiences just for you. And if you're ready to start living out your full potential in life and business, our team of professional coaches are ready to partner with you. To find out more about how you can get involved with the McIntyre team or participate in upcoming events, go to themichaelmcintyre.com. Thank you for listening to the Next Level podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share.